Medea Benjamin with Global Exchange and United for Peace. I've been here in Baghdad setting up an occupation watch center, which will focus on the human rights abuses of the occupying forces, the invasion of Iraq by U.S. companies, and will be supporting independent organizations in Iraq that are really trying to get self-rule. Well, it's been an amazing experience to be here and get opinions from such a cross-section of Iraqis. But one thing that comes across loud and clear is that people are angry at the United States. They said that we thought we'd be liberated from Saddam Hussein and things would be better for us. George Bush made all kinds of promises, and yet here we are with no water, no electricity, no jobs, no security. And that's the constant you hear every time you talk to people. And I think they feel betrayed by the U.S. They feel confused. They say to us oftentimes, how come the United States has the best technology in the whole world and can precisely drop bombs from 30,000 feet in the air and yet can't turn on the electricity in Iraq? So they're confused about why. They're confused if the United States is doing this on purpose, if this is some kind of way of destroying the country totally to be able to come in and rebuild it in the image of the West and with Western companies. So I think what we've generally have gotten from being here is that day by day people are growing more and more unhappy with the occupation, more and more frustrated, and are starting to feel that perhaps this was a big lie. This was all about stealing Iraqi resources, and that the best thing would be to get the occupying forces out of here and let Iraqis build their own country.
So do you accomplish what you want to accomplish this time?
Well, we found a physical location for the center. We found some wonderful Iraqis to work in the center. We've networked with groups from Europe, France. We've had a delegation that included people from Indonesia, other European countries, Tunisia, and I think we're in the process of building a real global center that will reflect the global nature of the anti-war movement and put that energy now into focusing on the impact of the occupation and what we back at home can do to help speed up the end to the occupation.
My name is Craig Adair. I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm a graduate student. I'll be starting a master's program at the University of Texas here in the fall. Well, I'm really worried about what I've seen here. I came partly wanting to help set up the Occupation Watch Center, but also partly just to talk to Iraqis, talk to children, talk to wives and brothers and workers, and find out what people really feel and really think. And I'm really concerned because there really was a lot of popular support, it seems, for the invasion. While we in the United States were concerned about international law and the moral legitimacy of what happened during leading up to the invasion, people here really were living under a dictatorship and were glad to see the United States coming in to oust Saddam. That support that they had has basically been squandered now by the way the occupation authorities are running the occupation. It's been so badly mismanaged that people are getting angrier by the day, wondering, why is it happening like this, and why aren't they allowing us to take part in the rebuilding of our country and establishing a government? Well, my parents were a little nervous for the security reasons, but for the most part, everybody's very supportive. I think everybody, like myself, really wants to know what's going on. It's hard to know if we're getting an accurate picture in the media in the United States, and so I think a lot of people are excited to see through my eyes what's going on here and hear some firsthand account. Particularly surprised by the reactions that I've heard from Iraqis. As I said, I expected more people because of the United States' role in the sanctions and the first Gulf War. I was surprised to hear as many people open to the idea of the United States coming in here, sidestepping international law, circumventing the United Nations to invade Iraq. I was expecting to hear more bitterness, but there really wasn't. The only bitterness that I found is a result of what their living conditions are right now, sweating every day without electricity and afraid to go out at night. I think, first of all, there right now it's a people who are traumatized. We talked yesterday to a psychologist who said that Iraqis are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and first of all, they want somebody to listen to them, and second of all, I think they want our support and understanding what they're going through, and helping to pressure our governments to fulfill its promises. The Bush administration made a lot of promises that Iraqis' lives will be better and they will be liberated, and now they're standing around wondering why their lives aren't better, and they're glad to hear that there's a community of people from the international community that are supporting them and going to pressure their governments to make the occupation, the coalition authorities, fulfill their promises.